Hey, this is Aram. In this video, I'm going to show you how to build a very basic Xamarin Forms Android mobile application. And then I'm going to continue with implementing a simple OAuth authentication using some of the Twitter APIs. All right, so to start with, in the Visual Studio, you just go find new project and from the cross-platform, you can just select a blank app from the Xamarin Forms apps, and you can call it whatever you want, and then just give it a name and click OK. So this will create a basic Xamarin Forms application. So this specific one is an Android application. You could create a shared one, and that will create you separate projects for Android and iOS, as well as Windows Phone. As you can see, it's pretty basic stuff. It's got some assets, some graphics, and just one form, which by default, I think it has only one button in it, with some basic code to get us started. So, to see what's going on with the basic application, yeah, this is the main form that it was talking about. There's this one button here. Then there's an event handler that handles the click event of that button, which is simply implemented right here in the backend code of the main form. So we just start this application, see if it's actually working. And then we'll take it from there and start making some changes to that basic application. So, because this is the first time, it's going to take a little bit to start up the emulator, the Android emulator, booting up the Android operating system in the emulator, and then it's going to start deploying the application in there. As you can see in the output, it's already deployed the application. Just unlock the device in the emulator. And there you go. This is the application. You click on it, you can see it's actually working as expected, as it's been implemented there. So now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a copy of this button over here. And then I'm going to use some other assets for OAuth implementations. If you imagine, this will be our like login page, and so I'm going to add different resources for the buttons that I'm going to add to this page. So in this XML, I'm just adding a bunch of strings, so that I can use them in my form. Let's go ahead and rename this last one. So in a lot of applications, when you're implementing OAuth, you may maybe decide to use different OAuth APIs like Twitter, Facebook, and Google, and you can have them all or one of them in your application. I think nowadays it's pretty common to have them all in applications, so people can use whatever login they have to sign into your system. So just create another copy of that to make that one of them to be Twitter, the other to be the Facebook, and I just change the ID to point to that new resource that I created. And if it's not there, you can just create a new resource over here. It's not a big deal. It's pretty straightforward stuff. This reminds me of like Windows form development back in the day, just with the form designer, just drag and drop the components and set the properties. Use these resources will basically help you if you want to do localization and support multiple languages. You use these resources, it'll be easier later on to support multiple cultures and different regions in the world. As you can see, those resources that I created, are over there. And then the next thing we want to do is we want to add some event handlers to handle click events for the different buttons that we just added. You can see the ones that we copied, it automatically created some resources for them, as well as the all the changes to the XML files that are needed. I'm going to rename this one to be our Twitter sign in. Then we're going to add another one for Google sign in. Just rename the ID for this one to enable Twitter sign in. And then we're going to add another one. Yeah, so rename the ID for the Facebook one to be the right one. And this will be the Twitter one. And the text will be the Twitter text. So now again, I can duplicate that one and create another one for our Google authentication. Change the ID to be the proper one, which is the Google, and then I'll change the text to match the Google one, and that's pretty much it. So next thing I want to do is I want to make it look a little nicer, and I have some pictures that I want to add as a background image for these. So you can select those. Those are added to the projects in the assets section. Just select those. So these are the pictures that I have for each auth. Basically, I just add them to the drawable assets, and I can select them. You can see it's rendering beautifully. It's more familiar for the user when you use the standard coloring and the standard icons for the auth that you want to provide for the user. There we go. We have all the three auth that we have over here. And so next thing we want to do is basically we just need to implement the click event for each one of these. So I think another thing here, let's make it a little bit, add some paddings to them. So there's a little bit of space between the buttons. If you want, you can use the paddings, or you can also use the margins if you want to add some space. As you can see, they're just very close to each other right now. Now, another thing here is that you can, from the theme, from the designer, you can select different themes, and then it'll basically display how is it going to look like when the user has different themes set in their mobile or in their cell phone. So you can change a theme from the designer as well. And so I guess that's about it. The properties are kind of straightforward, just like regular properties. You can just go through them and set whatever you want to set for them. So let's just go ahead and add some of the events. Some of the click events that we basically want to handle when the user clicks on each one of these buttons. Right, so to implement the click events, we just open the XAML form, then go to the press F7 and go to the code section of it. And as you can see, the existing one that was there already is is there, but we don't care about that. We just want to add three different event handlers for the three auth that we are implementing. So for the first one that we want to build here, we just give it a name, give it the button a name, and then basically say which method or which event is it's going to trigger when the user clicks on that button. So basically we define a button and then add the click event to each one, and then we can just write an inline delegate in there. It's probably not the proper way when you have a real application. You want to use like a pattern, like an MVVM pattern or something. So for the OAuth, we need a basic NuGet package, which is Xamarin.auth. To install that, you just go to NuGet package manager and search for Xamarin Auth, and then we need a namespace over here, which is the Xamarin Auth namespace, which has all the names, all the methods that we need for implementing the Twitter OAuth implementation. So there is this class which is OAuth Authenticator, which is an abstraction that basically contains some of the properties that we need for Twitter authentication. There are some values that you're going to need to get them from your developer site, from the Twitter API. So you need to just go there and create an application. And there you'll see that there is a consumer key and a consumer secret, which you can get from there. The rest of it are just pretty standard return URL and authorization URL and access token URL and callback URL. So we can just put the values for the fixed ones, and then you can go into your developer page and get those, the proper ones, from your own Twitter app web page, and then put them into here so that this actually works for you. So the last four ones are URIs in this API. So just cast the strings to the URIs, and then all you need to do is say auth allow cancel equals true. That means if the user goes to the auth page, they can actually click on cancel and come back. And also after that's done, you can say what to do after the authentication is complete. Just start this activity, which we're gonna say, okay, just run this activity, and then you say auth is complete. Now, when the auth is complete, you can basically, there are different things you want to do. You want to store this logged in user, or you want to do something. So we basically create another delegate here that's an event that when the auth is completed and when the user enters their username password in the auth page, you just want to do some stuff here. You just say check if the user is actually authenticated. And if it is, you can actually store the user's account information into this accounting object and store it in the application level memory, so you can have access to it whenever you want in all your basically different forms. So we have this login account, which we get it from the event arguments.account property. And then we create an account store and then save this logged in account into it. And we just give it a name. So if the user happened to sign in with different account numbers, you can say what service we use to create this account. The main reason is that different services, when you use for auth, they give you different basically properties in terms of users and things like that. So now these are the fixed properties that you need to put in there. I think all of them except for the last one are basically the same thing for any application. The last one is a callback URL, which could be different if you're implementing a web app or if it's a mobile app. For the mobile apps, you can use this callback URL, which is a mobile, the twitter.com. So that's basically it. So now I've put in my own secret key and consumer key in there just to, for testing purposes. And you run the application, it opens the auth. As you can see, it opens the Twitter auth page. You just enter any valid Twitter credential, and it will basically authenticate you through Twitter, and then it'll redirect you back. And I put a breakpoint in the completed delegate. If you inspect the account in here, you can see there's different properties over there. And if you look at like the screen name, for instance, is Aram. And that's basically what we got back from Twitter. That means the user is successfully authenticated with Twitter right now.